Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, the 15th of March, 2012. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm recording this for entirely selfish reasons. I've been driving to work this morning, and I've been thinking about my workload at work, and I've had a little bit of a revelation. So I just wanted to capture it, and so I'm recording some thoughts. They may or may not be of interest to anybody else. Stay with me, you might learn something, you might not learn anything at all, but I need to capture this for me. I've been thinking about my workload at work because I've had a feeling for the last week or so of an approach of an imminent meltdown. I have meltdowns every now and again, which I describe as my there is only one of me meltdown. And it happens when my to-do list gets too long and my email gets out of control. And you know, because I'm so busy doing stuff, I'm not dealing with other stuff and I get out of control and I have a tendency to miss things. And the nature of my work is that I have a number of different balls that I have to keep in the air at any one time. And if I focus too much on one, I'm going to drop one somewhere else. And I try to avoid that happening because I want to do well and succeed at work. I've been driving along thinking about my current situation, and I suddenly was drawn to remember a book that I read quite a while ago now, which is Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It is a good book, it's worth reading, it's quite long, and he prevaricates a lot. I hope he doesn't mind me saying that, but the crux of what he actually says is extremely useful. And I'm thinking particularly about his chapter on prioritization and how to prioritize your work. And what he says is that effective people don't just think about what they need to do in terms of a list where number one on the list is the most important thing that you have to do right now, and number 30 on the list is the thing that you'll probably never get round to because there'll always be something else that comes in above it. And what he says is actually it really helps to think about the stuff that you have to do in terms of four boxes, a grid, if you like. So if you can imagine a 2x2 grid where the boxes along the bottom are labelled not important and important, the boxes are along the side are labelled not urgent and urgent, you'll see that you've got four different categories that you can put stuff in that's on your to-do list. And that's stuff that is important and urgent, stuff that is important and not urgent, stuff that is urgent and not important, and stuff that is not important and not urgent. And the reason for doing that is it really helps you think about and crystallize what it is that you're actually working on. Everybody agrees that if something is important and urgent, it has to be done now. You know, if your car insurance is due for renewal tomorrow, you've got to get it done. It's important and it's urgent. But for most of us, our tendency is once we've worked through all the important and urgent stuff, we tend to move down into the not important and urgent section. And this can be, this is typically distractions. It tends to be, you know, your phone ringing, your emails coming in. It's stuff that takes your attention away in an immediate kind of a way, but it's not necessarily the most important things. And what Stephen Covey says is actually once you've worked through the important and urgent stuff, the next place you've got to look is in the important and not urgent stuff, because that's the stuff that you've got to manage and keep track of and make sure you're keeping on top of it. Otherwise, it's suddenly going to move into the important and urgent stuff, and that's when you're going to start having these panics because you haven't done things. And I think what I need to articulate to my boss, I've got a one-to-one this morning, so that's why I'm thinking about this. What I need to articulate to my boss is actually, I'm completely stuck at the moment in the important and urgent box. There is so much in that space in my job at the moment that I can't get myself out into the important and not urgent space where there is some really important stuff that I need to be doing. And this is all like strategic thinking and putting processes into place to make sure that we're not doing firefighting and reactive stuff like I'm doing at the moment. And I really need to get into that box, and I'm not quite sure how to do it, but it's really helped me to think about it in that way. So I thought I'd record my thoughts and share them, and it might be of interest to other people. So that's where I'm thinking today. Bye for now.